Conor Murphy, a glorch our son and hard corlia, a ruin agandala, a hain, August a ruin coog jig. Acarja, the decision of Martin McGuinness in January 2017 to bring an end to the DUP's unacceptable behaviour in government was the correct decision at that time. Events and revelations every day since have confirmed that if confirmation was needed. Yet Sinn Féin has expended enormous energy and patience trying to secure the return of genuine rights-based power-sharing arrangements. That is because it is in all our interests to have locally elected representatives operating the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement on the basis of equality, respect and integrity. After a year of protracted and intensive negotiations, we did manage to reach an agreement with the DUP in February this year, which should have seen the power share and institutions restored. The DUP proved unwilling or unable to honour that deal, walked out of talks, and have left us in a political vacuum for 5 months now. Politically frustrating and reprehensible as that is, the DUP's failure of leadership is felt much more acutely by those who continue to be denied rights in this part of Ireland, rights that are freely available across these islands. Those waiting on justice through the coroner's courts, the LGBT community, language activists, and women trying to access appropriate and compassionate healthcare cannot wait until the DUP gets its act together. That is why we have called on both governments, as co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement, to convene the Intergovernmental Conference and address those issues as a matter of urgency. However, the British government's policy since their marriage of convenience to the DUP has been to do absolutely nothing which might upset the Tory Brexit ambitions. And so the delivery of rights is subject to the whims of the DUP. And if the Brexit outcome for the North is to be a disaster for the people here, because that's what the DUP want, then so be it. The Tories have abandoned any pretence at the rigorous impartiality required by the agreement and are prepared to sacrifice the people of Ireland, North and South, on the altar of political expediency. There's a lesson in that also for the DUP, should they have the wit to see it. Theresa May is no friend of Ireland, North or South. Sinn Féin is fully committed to the Good Friday Agreement in all its parts, and we remain determined to secure a sustainable way to restore equal partnership government. The DUP will be back around the table with us sooner or later because the issue of rights is not going away. But we will not sit quietly and allow the vacuum created by the DUP and the Tories to paralyse society here. Change is happening. People are on the streets demanding their rights, and we will stand with them. It's been 20 years since the Good Friday Agreement heralded a new beginning for politics on the island and between Ireland and Britain. For those of us involved in that and in all that has happened since, it seems like the blink of an eye. The pace of change socially, politically, economically and demographically has been relentless and is gathering momentum. Old certainties have been swept aside. The DUP financial scandals in government are not acceptable. The denial of rights is not acceptable, and the political and economic damage caused by reckless Brexiteers is not acceptable. The people of this country are looking to a new constitutional arrangements to reflect the type of tolerant and reconciled society that we want to create. There are two choices facing political leaders in these circumstances. The first is to embrace change and try and shape it in the interests of all the people on this island. The second is to put your head in the sand and hope that things will go back to the way they were. The latter appears to be the approach of the leaders of political unionism, who, while privately accepting the inevitability of a successful unity referendum, have adopted a not-on-my-watch strategy. Peter Robinson was right when he said a phase of negotiations would be needed to make the transition into a new and agreed Ireland. It is not the actions of a Lundy to engage in that debate now. It is an act of political leadership to ensure the concerns of your supporters are listened to and dealt with. But the DUP is clinging to the wreckage of their Tory deal, and the UUP has lost its voice. Let me assure those in civic unionism who are beginning to make their voices heard, despite this deficit of leadership, nationalism and republicanism across Ireland will actively assert your political, cultural or religious rights and freedom in our vision for a new Ireland. You will find a generosity of understanding of your fears for the future and a willingness to ensure that those fears and concerns are addressed. It is your future. It is your Ireland also. The past is gone, and with it the political domination and the denial of rights are gone also. We will not repeat those mistakes. Join with us in creating a new Ireland which reflects all our hopes and dreams for the generations to come. Go to Mina Margaret.